bastard star. His love endures forever. For the life that's been reborn, his love endures forever. Sing praise.
Welcome to Finding God in Prison with your host, Deacon Joe Montone, the founder and director of the WINGS program, an inmate reentry and recovery program. And now, here's your host, Deacon Joe Montone.
Good afternoon, my friends, and welcome to Holy Spirit Radio and our program, Finding God in Prison. This is Deacon Joe Montone, and it's a privilege and a pleasure to be back here with you on the air at 1570 AM WISP and 1420 AM WCOJ. Today's show, my friends, will take us back to the beginning, as this is our anniversary show, and today we begin our 23rd year in my father's vineyard, and it's been a wonderful ride and a tremendous blessing to be working here at Holy Spirit Radio as a broadcaster for many years. And, you know, Finding God in Prison actually began in 2014. And we have been really given a great responsibility to preach the message of the gospel within our program. And thanks to Dale and Jane Meyer and Frank Eliason and, you know, those of other volunteers who have helped us out over the years, we appreciate everything they've done. But this is a great opportunity, my friends, to go back. And I'll just tell you that we began a great ministry back in 2001, my father's vineyard, to do something that I felt called to do. And with that, we've been able to, you know, touch hearts and change minds in various ways. As we go back to the beginning, it really started in 1993, the WINGS program did, and we went to Olney Elementary School. And I remember as we begin the program, I want to tell you a little bit about how God worked in waking me up to the responsibilities that we have in getting to the children. And as a director of pilot training many years ago for a division at TWA, I was called by a principal from Olney Elementary School to come out and do a career day for the kids, for the students. And so, you know, when I got there, they coupled me with a banker, and I was able to really get to the heart and minds of the kids with a great message about aviation safety and good health, drug avoidance, career planning, career choices, and the students loved it. It was the beginning of the WINGS program, and when we were done, I just thought, what a great opportunity this was today. And I wonder what it was like to, what it would be like to go into a Catholic school. So I called up Our Lady of Calvary in North Philadelphia, Northeast Philly, spoke to Sister Mildred, and she invited me in to talk about the program. And then I came in to the school another day and was coupled with the fifth and sixth graders. And I just tell you, it was a tremendous awakening for me, because when Sister Mildred entered the classroom, all of the kids stood up and said, "Good morning, Sister Mildred." And when she introduced me, when I came into the room, all the kids stood up once again. And I said to myself, "Oh my goodness, where have I been?" And God began to wake me up as to, you know, the roots that I had at Our Lady of Mount Carmel Elementary School in New York City way back when, as an altar server in 1967 through 1972. And many of the rich, you know, things that were going on within the Catholicism within that school as well. And I just tell you that it's been a blessing to be part of my father's vineyard, and God has given me a lot of responsibility. So the Wings program began in 1993. We went to 100 schools in many counties in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and also one school up in New York. And we also went into 8 prisons and several recovery homes. And so we've been to a variety of different prisons over the years. We began actually at the Bucks County Youth Detention Center. And I remember going there specifically. Mark Halk was a instructor over there and actually a counselor doing great work. And he invited me to come in. And that's how I actually met Mark. And he's now has been a broadcaster here at Holy Spirit Radio for many years. But that took us back way back when. And from there we went to St. Gabriel's Hall, and then we were led to a 3-year ministry on death row at Greaterford Prison. And that was a very unique opportunity to work with men confined to death row, men who were confined to a 9x6 cell, who were there for 22 hours a day and 24 on the weekends, and who didn't have the right to work at the time. And, you know, it was just a real eye-opener for me. You know, concurrently, I was also a member of the Association of the Bar for the City of New York Committee on Aeronautics, and a 1-year member for the Capital Punishment Committee up there as well. So, you know, I had some interesting experiences that God has given me, and those were all tied together, as capital punishment is really all about life in prison or the death penalty, you know. And so and beyond that, we began to run pilgrimages. And I just tell you that, you know, it's been a blessing to run pilgrimages, but concurrently we were doing prison ministry and pro-life ministry, and the Wings program was developing as quite a interesting program, and very well accepted in different prisons and schools. And at the time we were going into, once again, the Bucks County Youth Detention Center, St. Gabriel's Hall, and then Greaterford Prison, working up on the J Block on death row. And we went across the river to New Jersey and started to do work with the judiciary in the ISP program, the Intensive Supervisory Program. And then, doing presentations for them, as well as the Albert C. Wagner facility, the Mid-State Correctional Facility. And, that took us into, a variety of different prisons that we hadn't been to ever before. And beyond that, we crossed the river once again, went into the Philadelphia Department of Prisons, and did over 9 years of service to them, and more than 1,800 seminars, and close to 1,800 men were recipients of the Wings program. We went to the Karan Framhold Correctional Facility, CFCF, the HOC, the House of Corrections, and the Philadelphia Industrial Correctional Center, PIC. So we were blessed to be there to help the men to change. And, after 4 years of service, we won Program of the Year for the Wings program. And we also won Volunteer of the Year, I did. And it was a tremendous opportunity once again to help men to make changes. And we serviced a lot of our men and women as well, but majority of our Wings members are men. And one of the reasons for that is I truly believe that men should work with men and women should work with women when it comes to, counseling and mentoring. And that's one of my philosophies, that we always maintain that line so we don't cross that line, because people are vulnerable who are in prison and in recovery programs as well. So beyond that, once again, we started to go into prisons. And I have to tell you that many years ago, I was a speaker down in Philadelphia at City Hall as a supporter for Senator Rick Santorum and a pro-life movement. And I met a woman down there, Linda Berry, who was another supporter of the pro-life movement. And upon meeting Linda, we talked about doing a pilgrimage under my father's vineyard. And before you know it, we were going to the National Shrine of Divine Mercy. And that was our first trip many years ago up in Stockbridge, Massachusetts. And one of the things that we learned up there is about the message of Divine Mercy, which is, Jesus, I trust in you. And on the bus trip, we had a woman who was blind, and she was sitting right next to me. And during the bus trip, we prayed the rosary, Divine Mercy Chaplet. We also played Name That Saint. And at some point, I said to her, Genevieve, is there anything you want to say to the people? And she was close to 90 years old, mostly blind. And she took the microphone and she said, you know, I never knew how to trust until I went blind. And that's what God requires of us, blind trust in our Lord Jesus Christ and our Father in heaven. And our faith truly is raised to a higher level when we truly trust in our Lord Jesus Christ, as the message of Divine Mercy tells us to trust in Jesus. And so we did more than 100 pilgrimages that were just one blessing after another to all of the shrines in the eastern United States, also to Mexico City, to the Basilica of Guadalupe, to St. Joseph's Oratory in Montreal, and also to Europe, to Rome, and to San Giovanni Rotondo for St. Padre Pio, and to Assisi for St. Francis. And we did 30 pilgrimages to Mother Angelica's home in Hansville, Alabama. We also attended the shows down in EWTN in Ireland, Irondale, Alabama. And we actually had the chance to meet Mother Angelica before she passed. And it was a true privilege and a pleasure to speak with her, although she had had a stroke, you know, prior to our meeting. So we weren't able to hear her speak, but we could see, you know, her faith in her face, in her eyes. We could hold hands with her. And we promised that we would bring many people down to Hansville and Birmingham and Irondale, Alabama, to support the ministry of the Eternal Word Television Network. And, you know, it was in 1999 when I first came on the EWTN affiliate station WISP, Holy Spirit Radio, as a guest on Bill Miller's show. And since then, you know, it's been 24 years now, and we're still here. So, you know, it must have been meant to be part of God's will that we have a doorway into broadcasting and to present the Word of God, the gospel of Jesus Christ, because that was back in 1999, and here we are in the year 2023. And I just tell you, you know, it's been a privilege and a pleasure to be here as a host and back then a guest on Bill Miller's show, Voices for the Unborn. And, you know, we did many things here at Holy Spirit Radio. In 2004, we had a great run for U.S. Congress, but that was the first radiothon that I was ever involved with. And God continued to, you know, take me into positions as a host and guest host and assistant host. And, you know, as we continue to do the work in prison ministry and pilgrimages and pro-life, you know, God opened many doors. And in 2014, we started the show Finding God in Prison. And in 2021, we started the show Clear for Takeoff. And concurrently, you know, I was working on my master's in theology for 4 years, over at Georgian Court University in Lakewood, New Jersey, and was ordained a deacon after 5 years in the Diocese of Trenton, based at St. Mary's Cathedral. And God did it all. You know, and there have been so many miracles and so many blessings that have come from being open to working for God. And I remember, you know, leaving Flight Safety International as a regional director of quality assurance and standardization in the northeastern United States, and holding a position as a national auditor, and been an instructor for many years, today over 40 years. And, you know, once again, God did it all. He gave me the opportunity. But back then, when I did leave corporate America, which was in January 1999, I said, no longer will I have to work for an unethical or immoral CEO. I now work for the Lord and His Father in my Father's vineyard. And that's the way we began the ministry, My Father's Vineyard, as a nonprofit organization. You know, I had been in many organizations that were doing good work, the Knights of Columbus, the Sons of Italy, the Ancient Order of Hibernians, pro-life organizations, you know, in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. And I was a speaker for Pennsylvanians for Human Life, and an activist doing many things. But I felt called to do other things the way God called me to do it. I had a heart to do more because God presented me with so much grace, so much love at the time, that He opened my eyes to the needs of the church. And wherever there's a need to be satisfied, or a problem to be solved, or a void to be filled, God would present opportunities for me to go in and to take care of business. And that is how we began. And for 24 years today, we're in our 23rd year, excuse me, but for 30 years, we've been doing the Wings program. So we've been solving problems, satisfying needs, and filling voids for people of all walks. I should say that many years ago, I had the privilege of being a speaker over in Kensington at the House of Adonai, along with Bob Beck, and I became a speaker there for 7 years, every Tuesday, doing the Wings program with men who were addicted to cocaine, alcohol, crack cocaine, opiates, heroin, fentanyl. And, you know, with that, that opened the door to a 7-year ministry in Kensington, working with people who were addicted to drugs and alcohol. That led us to work for the Women's Home, where we met Sarah Benneker and some other women. And both Bob Beck and Sarah Benneker were guests on our show, Finding God in Prison, here at Holy Spirit Radio. And those shows are available for listening. And we've got more than 300 shows on the pod available for self-help. But those two individuals have passed on, as some others have as well. And I just point them out because they were involved heavily in drugs and had basically kicked the habit, moved forward. But unfortunately, you know, they're not here today and with us to give all the praise, honor, and glory to our Lord Jesus Christ. But during the show, that's exactly what they did. And those shows are available once again here at, you know, holyspiritradio.org. You can go to listening now and then tap into Finding God in Prison and look at our history from 2014 to today. And you'll see a wealth of information, a wealth of programming, true life stories, and great testimonies to God. So it's been a phenomenal 30 years working for the Lord and His Father in heaven. It's been an incredible opportunity to, once again, to lift people up through the Word of God, the love of God, and to bring them the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding. And I just tell you that God has truly blessed me with opportunities both in prison and outside prison as a speaker and as a an activist. And I want to highlight some of the people who really helped me to do some of the things we've done for many years, like Joan Fairburn, who was a woman from the Legion of Mary over at St. Ignatius Church in Yardley. Joan was our secretary for 13 years until she passed on. She died of cancer. But Joan was a real, heavyweight in terms of opening doors in the right manner. She was a secretary at the New Jersey Department of Prisons and helped me to really open the prison ministry in the right venue. Also, Chris Hutchins was our secretary after Joan had passed on, and Chris did a great job of continuing our meetings and doing a phenomenal job of educating me in various ways, because Chris also was in the Legion of Mary. And these are, spiritual people who God blessed me with to work with in ministry when we formed our nonprofit organization at 501c3 in the state of Pennsylvania, now in its 23rd year, beginning this week. And, Chris helped us a great deal to move us forward. And as a secretary for more than 5 years. We also want to acknowledge Frank Fazilor, who has passed on years ago, who was a great help to us doing our accounting work and our financial work. Frank was just a powerful guy in finance and helped the Knights of Columbus as well as many people in many organizations. So we acknowledge him as well. And then there was Joe Mortimer of Voices for the Unborn television show. He also did a great deal to help us move forward and give me a platform on PHL 17 for 10 years, where we cut at least 400 to 500 shows, because we were cutting shows each and every week. And Joe and I were working together. I was his co-host, but that many times was his host. And Joe gave me the opportunity to be there, on television to get the same messages out that we get out here on Holy Spirit Radio. And so, when you're open to God's will, when you're open to submission to Jesus Christ, God will open doors that no man can close, and he will close doors that no man can open. And he will give you opportunities to serve him. And like a train of opportunities, we either get on board or we miss the opportunity. It's all up to you. And I tell you, there have been many miracles that have come through our fingertips, many people. I want to share one where we had a pilgrimage to the National Shrine of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. And during the trip, which was in Newburgh, New York, we had prayed the Rosary and Divine Mercy Chaplet. And we prayed for a woman's daughter and son-in-law, daughter-in-law and son, actually, and for a baby. She could not get pregnant for almost 3 years. And it was a very, very difficult situation that they were going through in the family. And we prayed for her on the bus. We prayed for her up at the shrine. And during the Mass, the priest and I were handing out scapulars after the Mass from the altar. And as people were coming up, this woman was coming up. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said this: give her another scapular for her daughter-in-law and her son. So I followed her back to the pew and I gave her another scapular. And, on the way home, we prayed for that woman and her family once again on the bus ride home. It was a beautiful pilgrimage, and it was a feast day of Our Lady, and we had a beautiful cake and celebration for Our Lady's feast day. And about 3 months later, this woman was on a pilgrimage to Hanceville, Alabama to visit EWTN. And when I greeted her in the airport, Philly International Airport, she was crying. And I said to her, "What's wrong?" She said, "Oh, nothing's wrong. I just have some good news for you." She said, "My daughter-in-law is 3 months pregnant." And it was 3 months to the day, pretty much, to the week, that we had gone to that shrine and prayed throughout the day for her daughter-in-law to have a child. Well, God is good all the time, because he answered that prayer. And she had that child, and she truly attributed to the prayers that we said on that day. So the power of prayer is infinite. We never know how God is going to work. Just recently, I was talking to my wife, and we were praying, actually, a prayer before a meal. And it was my grandson Matthew's birthday. And as I prayed for him to have a wonderful birthday, I prayed that God will bless Matthew with just a beautiful birthday and a celebration for his third birthday. He was a premature baby, and he's come along beautifully. He's doing fantastic. Well, as I mentioned Matthew in the prayer, his mother, Irina, FaceTimed us to show us the party they're having in Birmingham, Alabama, which was the birthday celebration for Matthew. At the same moment that we prayed that prayer, God blessed us with a FaceTime call from Irina. And I just tell you that God is good all the time. But it takes a great faith to believe in God. It takes humility to accept God and to accept the Word of God. What God tells us to do and not to do is paramount. It becomes our source of great decision making. It is what God calls us to do, to read the Word, to love the Word, and to live the Word out. And Jesus Christ is the Word of God. No one comes to the Father except through Him. So by engaging in the Word of God, my friends, you and I have opportunity to go to heaven. And so as we close the show out, I just want to reiterate that this is our anniversary show. And I want to thank everyone for the opportunity to be here, especially Dale and Jane Meyer, Frank and Carolyn Eliason, Dave Parker, and all the people who have helped us over the years. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This is Deacon Joe Montone. Have a great day. God bless you. We'll see you next time here at Holy Spirit Radio and Finding God in Prison. God bless.